You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Parshas Vayikra, and the very first pasuk, Vayikra El Moshe, there's a very, very unusual medrash. The medrash says that Moshe did not come into the Mishkan until he was called. Mekan amru Talmud Chacham she'en boi das neve l'toy v'haymenu. A Talmud Chacham who has no das, who lacks intelligence, or perhaps discernment, neve l'toy v'haymenu. A dead animal is better than he. A nevela. So, dear friends, this is what is known in the Torah world as a medrash plia. This is a very perplexing and almost impossible to understand medrash. And these type of Torahs are usually easiest explained with Kabbalah or Remez than Pashat Pshat. But the Sefer Me'enishal Torah brings down from the Lev Ho'ari that this could be answered with a classic story, a different medrash. Maisa Betavach. There was, as we will see, someone who was a bona fide Rasha, who was giving Klal Yisrael nevelis and trefis to eat. It's not clear under which circumstances, but it was definitely an exceedingly evil thing. Upam achas shasa yayin be'erev Shabbos, another girsa be'erev Yom Kippur, ve'olo legag v'nofel umeis. This Rasha, Erev Yom Kippur, got drunk, went up onto a roof and fell down and died. The dead body of the Rasha that was lying beneath the roof, the blood was being lapped up by dogs. And there are those who came, when they saw this story, Yidden went to Reb Chanina, and they asked him, should we separate this person from the dogs, stop them from doing what they were doing? He told them, don't stop them from what they're doing. They belong with the dogs. Because in truth, such a person, like the person who fell off the roof, belongs to be eaten by the dogs. Because it says in the Torah that if that if there is a behema treifa, Klal Yisrael can't eat it. So it should be given over to the dogs. These nevelis and treifis, which should have been eaten by the dogs. Instead, he gave them to be eaten by Klal Yisrael. Lefikach heim nifroi mimenu achshav. They are taking, so to speak, what belongs to them, the dogs, because this man had taken away the food that belonged to the dogs, so he became the food for the dogs. So this mimer here in the Me'enishal Torah, he wants to use to explain our medrash pliya. This that we say, Talmud Chacham she'en boi dea, it refers to a Talmud Chacham. It's interesting. It doesn't say someone who has no Deah. It says a Talmud Chacham she'en boi Deah. So you would imagine it's not a good thing for a Talmud Chacham not to have a Deah. But it seems that this mimer indicates that a Talmud Chacham that does not have Deah is worse than stam a person not having Deah. Because the Talmud Chacham inappropriately uses his Torah wisdom in a way that can end up giving treifas to people to eat. Mimela nevela toiva hayemenu. Shekena nevela nechelas al yodai b'fi b'nei adam. Because he created this situation where mankind, or Yidden specifically, will eat the nevelas instead of the dog. V'iluhu gufoi nechal b'fi aklovim. This such a person creates a situation, a new reality, that instead of the dogs being connected to the nevelas, they are connected to the people who give the nevelas to other people to eat, which belong to the dogs. Adkan, this is the vort in from the Me'enishal Torah. So to get a little more clarity in this Medrash Pliya, I'll read to you little pieces from the Holy Sefer, the Reishis Chochma, that talks about how important it is that a person should be humble and kind and sensitive to every other Jew. So in the middle of Shara Nova, in his Sefer, he says, as much as it's important to be misnaig, to be a humble person, meek of spirit, there are times which require that a person must be tough, and he has to go with the attribute of justice, keneged harishoyim. V'osar l'rachem al harishoyim. And he brings down a pasuk in Mishlei, v'rachme rishoyim machzori. If somebody shows rachmonis on a rishoyim, then he is an achzor. You would imagine that the guy would be, well, he's just trying to be a nice guy. You're not allowed to be a nice guy because you create an environment which brings achzorius to the world, like we see, The Chazal say, Shaul on a Gog, he showed Rachmanis on a Gog, Melech Amalek, and that Rachmanis resulted in a horrible situation where Amalek was built up again and they afflicted Klal Yisrael horribly through the Golas. And then he says, he brings down this Maima that we just quoted of this particular Tabach B'Tzipori, the Rasha who fell off the roof, his blood was lapped up by the dogs. The Rashi's Chochma says, and again, he brings down this whole story which we just said, and he ends there. This Russia has become the food of the dog through his own mice. And this is a very important Indian difference, many people think, in terms of generalities. It's so nice to be a pleasant person all the time. It's so horrible if people are rough and they're awful kanoim. There are people who take this approach, which is basically looking at everything in black and white. It's not. Because garden variety, Bali Averis, you have to try to speak nice to them. You have to try to want to come back to the Torah. But a person who's a bona fide Rasha, who does egregious sins and heinous crimes, then Kodesh Baruch Hu makes the punishment fit the crime. And they say over from the Chassam Sofer that he was such a kind, mild, mannered person, but when it came in his day was when there was the aggressive reform that wanted to rip out religion by its roots, that Chassam Sofer was very tough. And one needs to be a very wise person with tremendous ahavas yisrael and a tremendous amount of kedusha sometimes to figure out how to act to what kind of person. A Rasha, like we just said clearly from the Reishis Chochma, you're not supposed to have Rachmanis on it, but that's only someone who's a real Rasha. But that decision must be made by a person who by nature has developed as a tremendously kind person. And there are those that say that's pshat in the Kanois of Pinchas. It says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen, and everybody wants to know, why does it have to say El ben Elazar ben Aaron? So many of the Mephoshim say that Pinchas Midas Hadin that he showed at the time of Zimri and Cosby, it didn't happen because he hated them. It happened because even though he was Ben Aaron HaKoyen, that's why the Pasuk is Yachas him to Aaron HaKoyen, gives a pedigree to Aaron, because Aaron was universally known as the Oyev Shalom Varayed of Shalom. He understood with his Ahavas Yisrael that he had from his grandfather that the right thing to do was to be with Midas Hadin and act with Zimri and Cosby as he did. But dear friends, there's yet another part of this share which must be said, which is that the nature of human beings very often is that they look at the world in black and white. They assume that everybody is either a good person and everything he does is good, or they are bad people that everything they do is bad. And one could imagine that if somebody's a bona fide Rasha who we just said, it's Aser L'Rachim Olav, that you're not allowed to have Rachmanis on him, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar even to Rishoyim for things that they did that was good. And I quote the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar in Perek Yud Zayin, Gmilz chasodim la'aveila minayin anu lemeidin. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar to people who did Gmilz chasodim? We learn it from Izevel. Izevel was a terrible marshas, a terribly evil person. She caused Avoy Dezorah to be spread through Eretz Yisrael by her husband, Achav. And she killed numerous people. And we're learning from here how Izevel was given credit for good things that she did. And the Gemara says, what did she do good? That when a chosn would pass the place where she was living, or if an oval was taken past her home, that she would either go out and dance for the chosn, to be sameach chosn, the kala, or she would join the mourners and she would be Mekoinen, that was the old custom of crying while walking, following the Orn. So she was showing chesed to the Chosn V'Kala and to the mace. So as a direct result, even though Eliyahu HaNavi said in Nevi'is that Izevel will not be buried, she'll be eaten by dogs, and she fell out of a window, and the dogs indeed began to eat her, but the palms of her hands and the soles of her feet, whatever parts of the body that she used when she was either dancing or when she was being Mekoinen, those parts were not eaten by the dogs. So the Pirkei Blaza says, we learn from here, Godel Koyach Gimel Chassadim Shehegin Miklolas Hanavi Befi Hashem. Even such a powerful klola that was said by Eliyahu Hanavi in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was not totally mekuyim, because she had to be given credit where credit was due. But I think it's very important that I give a little bit more of an explanation or a caveat of this maimal, of it being usher to have Rachmanis on a Rosha. First of all, we have to understand the parameters of what it means usher, and second of all, we have to clarify exactly who is a Rasha. Most tzaddikim were very, very careful before they hung the title of Rasha on someone. If in any way they could find a limud zchus, or if they could articulate how someone was misguided, they absolutely avoided calling somebody a Rasha. That's number one. Number two is, when you say it's also to have Rachmanis on a Rasha, it does not mean that the tzaddik did not feel very bad when he had to show midas adin, like the story of the Baal Shem, when they threw out the Frankists from Klal Yisrael, he cried. That's the second parameter. The third parameter is, we have in Mesoira that there are certain tzaddikim who have the power to be melamed zchus even on Rishoyim, not perhaps all Rishoyim. As we have said before, the Baal Shem said that Mashiach will come, that Mashiach Tzidkenu will be able to be melamed zchus on many Rishoyim, and through being melamed zchus, they will have hirhuri tshuva and be able to repent. Because it seems that even Rishoyim, who are real Rishoyim, can repent. So let us bear these important concepts in mind. So in summation, the takeaway from this week's shir is a multi-part one. First of all, although we are obligated to be ba'anava and to be as pleasant as we possibly can and to be understanding to every human being, but there are times when dealing with Rishoyim that we have to know that we have to go b'midas adin in those specific times. And if we don't, if we're kind to Rishoyim, then we're really doing a disservice to that person and to humanity, because from that will come out bad things, like Shaul on Agog. And also, that if we are faced with such a decision, that we have to have special siyata d'shmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the decision must be made with the Havas Yisrael, and we have to be able to figure out exactly the right way to do it. And lastly, even if someone is a bona fide Rasha, and even if the person has a gzeira on them, like Izevel did, with a klola from Eliyahu HaNavi in the name of Hashem, even such a person does not take away the tzchar of the mitzvahs that they did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikapeach tzchar kol beria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that we should have the wisdom, we should have the siyata d'shmaya, we should have the love for Achenu kol beis Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant us tremendous siyata d'shmaya, and will be zoicha to see Mashiach Tzidkenu and Geulus and Yeshuas and Refuas for us, for Klal Yisrael and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.